Gemara says that Atem is coming to be my mother, that a good. Frank the Gemara, I, it's less of a thing. You need to be married, but a good can't be a Shia. The Gemara says it's going to leave it at Hakamim. They hold that it's Issa B'Tayah. So go use Mafresh Truma, the Truma is Chal. Frank the Gemara, according to Reb Shimon, what do you need Atem for? So the Gemara, you need it to be Memayit, Oris, Apotropis, Notorium She'ena Shalom. Great places in Gittin, on what Gimel Amit Beis, the Fizet comes out, Mechayra Machloikis, the Chachamim hold is a pasuk to be Memayit, a Goy can't be a Shliach. And according to Reb Shimon, there's no pasuk to be Memayit, that a Goy can't be a Shliach. The Maisa, it's a Gemara in Bamitzia, Ayim Aleph, and Gemara's all over in Shas, that the Gemara always assumes that a Goy is a lesser B'Torah Shliach. And according to Reb Shimon, how are you going to know that a Goy is lesser B'Torah Shliach? That's Frank, the... That's what the... Jesus asked in Gittin. This place is Miyashiv, that even though Reb Shimon learns that Atem is coming to be Mamayit, but Zibba, the portion of Lashon of the Pasuk is it's going on a Shliach, and it's Mamayit a Goy also. Because even though that's not what the Pasuk is coming for, but according to Reb Shimon, it's Meduyik in the Pasuk that it's Mamayit a Shliach. I, by Truma, you don't need it in Ochinami, as the Pasuk is not needed for the place by Truma, but it'll be needed for other places. That's what Tesis says. According to Reb Shimon, as what's the reason why a Goy's Truma is not called a Truma? Why is he Cholek on the Tanakama? As there's a big Machlekes Rishayim. Rashi explains, the Kasava Amy Ruach Epikacham Chaye B'Truma, that he holds that the Miruach of a Goy is not Machaye B'Truma, as therefore it's less of a Toyvus. And Taisus says there's a Miyat, because you're learning Chet Chet for Truma, and B'Truma Ksiv B'nei Yisrael V'lo Epikachavim, as Taisus is Medayik, that there's Kilo Amiyat B'nei Yisrael V'lo Epikachavim. That's what Reb Shimon holds. It's Mamayit that a Goy's Tshuva doesn't have the shame of a Tshuva. L'chayra, there's a very strong riot of Tesis from the Mahalach of Tesis that it's Mishum Amir of the Pasuk from our Gemara. Tesis doesn't speak it out, but L'chayra, it is a riot. What's the Gemara saying? That according to Reb Shimon, it's less of a Tshuva. You're not B'Torah Tshuva. Why? Because if you would take Truma, it wouldn't be Chal. Bishleim, according to Taisis, there's a mir in the Pasuk that says a Goy's Truma is not Chal. As I hear why he's less of a Tairas. The reason why he's less of a Tairas is because there's a mir in the Pasha. He's not in the Pasha. Of according to Rashi, the reason why he can't take Truma is because B'Metzias, it's not Shaykh by him. Because once he does the Meruach, it's Pater. As L'chayr, it's a Chsarn and Metzias. As why is it called Lesser B'Tayras? The Gemara of is before, it's Lesser B'Tayras. If you Rashi, that it's just a Chsarn, he has nothing that's Chayr, because Meruach Koi Paters, as in Cain, why is it called Lesser B'Tayras? Well, if you what we saw yesterday, you can be Masber Rashi, very Gishmak. It's not a chsarn in Metzias. It's a chsarn in Din. Like we saw in Rashi and Gittin Chof Gimel Amid Beis, that a Goy doesn't have an Issa Tevel, and in order to have a Din Truma, you have to have an Issa Tevel. As it comes out, the Din Truma of Yisrael, he's less of a Tairas. Because only people that have an Issa Tevel have a Din Truma as Yisrael. A Goy that doesn't have an Issa Tevel doesn't have a Din Truma as Yisrael. The whole shaila was, maybe there's a new parsha. Zok Reb Shimon, it's not shayich to have a new parsha by a goy, because miruach akum patters. But it comes out, the reason why he's less of a tyrus is not because it's not shayich. It's because be'etzem he's less of a tyrus. There's no din tevel by a goy. Let's just speak out of shah. The Rishonim asked two very strong questions on Rashi. Rashi says it's never possible for a goy to have something which is true. Chaya b'tshuva. Why? Because even if Ein Kinyan Lafkia, what he owns is called Eretz Yisrael. But still, if the guy is gonna do me ruach, it's gonna pater. Freg the Rishonim, there's a pasha de Eitza. As leave the guy, have a Jew do me ruach. What's the miyat? The miyat is when the guy does me ruach is the gemar malacha that's machayev b'tshuma. The me ruach of a guy paters. As there's a pasha de Eitza. If he has a Yiddish worker come down into his field and do miruach, the halacha will be, his things will be chayev b'tevel, and he'll be chayev b'tshuma, and his tshuma will be a tshuma. Bishlam, according to Taisis, there's a miyut. It doesn't work, but according to Rashi, it's a technical problem. Whenever the guy does the miruach, you're potter. As there's a way to get out of the technical problem. You could have a yid to do the miruach, and then there'll be a din tevel, and then the tshuma of the guy should be a tshuma. Thus Frek the Ramban and all the Rishonim on Rashi. The Shaila is, how do you answer Rashi? Rashi says, the reason why a goy can never be mafresh is the miruach patis. What about when a yid does the miruach? As there's a sefer Marit Ilgazi in Bechoyris, Tzami Sechta Bechoyris, in the back of Bechoyris, the Mokum the Rif, there's a Ramban, as on the Ramban in Perik Dalid, Ois Mem Aleph, the Marid Ilgazi says a gishmak Rashi. He says Rashi over here is l'shitasel to Rashi in Bechoyres daf yud aleph amit beis. Over there, the Gemara is the sugya of miruach akum pater. Zog the Gemara, when does miruach akum pater? When a goy does miruach. But if a goy has a yid do miruach, as then it's chayiv. Rashi says the seer is talking about where the yid who does miruach is a arus. Frek the Taisus Rosh in Kaima in Bechayres it's muva in the shite hashmatis in Bechayres and in the back of the Gemara there's extra shite. Brings the Taisus Rosh that why does Rashi say we're talking about a arus? You could talk about a regular pile. Thus is the shite. Just a little bit practical. What's the difference between an aris and a payel? A payel means you have a worker, like the guy over here that's making a lot of noise. You hire him to do a job. Thus is a payel. A aris means that when the person works on your field, he owns half the crop. He owns the field and half the crop. As Frank the Taisus Rush, why do you say the tzir of miruach Yisrael, that you chayiv? Is when the yid is a aris, that he's taking half the produce, half the crop that's produced by him. Just say a regular pile. Thus frek the Taisus Arosh on Rashi. Zog the Taisus Arosh, vice the chais midas Rashi. If the peiris belong to a guy, even if a yid would do a miruach, it would still be called a miruach ha'akum. Because the shei miruach akum is not tali who is the guy that's doing the maisa miruach. It's tali whose peiris it is. Who the miruach is how for. What is miruach? Gmar malacha. What is this called? This is a gmar malacha of a guy or a yid. It's tali who owns the peiris. If the guy owns the peiris, and the te'elis of this miruach is for the guy, it's a reshus guy. It's called miruach guy. A yid did it, so what? That's not enough to be machayev in shumas or maisus. As therefore, Rashi had to learn. We're talking about it here, where he's a aris, where he owns the peiris. As when he owns the peiris and he's doing miruach on his own peiris, even though it grew in the field of a guy, but now the yid owns the peiris, as then it could be machayev. Dashteid in Rashi in Bechayres Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Aibazei, son of Marid Ulgazi, Rashi over here is Lishitosai. Rashi learns that miruach akum doesn't mean who's the person that's doing it. Was a goyish hand that did it or a yiddish hand that did it? The shaila is who owns the peiris? Who's the bala peiris that you're doing the miruach on? As over here, what are the rishayim ask? The rishayim ask, there's a tzir of miruach, a portion of tzir, you could have a yid do it. It wouldn't help. So it's tiny, the marid. Because the din is, it's Tali whose pavis it is. It's not Tali who's doing the maisa. As thus is the Marid El Ghazi, Rashi Lishitasa. As that's Chelik number one. Chelik number two, Frek the Ramban, another question on Rashi. What does Rashi say? Because once you do the miruach, which means you put in the pile, which is the Gemar Malacha, and if a guy does the miruach, it's part. Frek the Ramban, the halacha is ikdimoy bishvilim. If before you do the miruach, the bailim wants to take off truma and he takes off truma before he does the miruach, the halacha is it's chal. I say b'zeh, you have another case where guy's truma would be truma according to Reb Shimon. If the guy would be mafresh truma before he does the miruach, before he puts it in a pile. Well, over there, being that he took the tshuma before the guy made the pile in the Gemara Melacha, there's no p'tur, as it's chayim. Vishleim lefitah, he says, there's a miyat, as it doesn't make a difference, there's a miyat. A guy's true is pater. According to Rashi, it's the digun, making the pile that's pater. You can take tshuma before you make the pile. Das frech der man. The shayla is, what is Rashi, or what does he do with this question? As lechayra, you could tie up. Rashi holds, when is there a din of Igdimu if you're maktim and you take it before you made the Gemar Melacha, it's chal. If when you do the Gemar Melacha, it's chayiv, the hain. This is a tzir where if you would do Gemar Melacha, it would be chayiv. As then if you zrizim makdimin and you take the tshuma, you're maktim and you take it before, the tshuma is chal. But if the Gemar Melacha is always going to be part to you, there's never a din of Ikdima Bishvila. When is there a din you could take it before you make the Gemar Melacha? That's only in a case where even if you do Gemar Melacha, you'll be Chayiv. As then if you take it before, as then you're Chayiv. But in our tzir where if you take it before, if you do the Gemar, you'll be Pater. As then there's no din of Ikdimu Bishvila. That'll be a kivun to be Miyashiv Rashi. Yeah. Yeah. And if you want, you could add there's more of a tliya in the lomdis also. The Hainu. Lefi Rashi, what's the p'tur? The p'tur is that it belongs to the guy. It's the Rishus HaGoy that patters. It's not the Maisa Digun. It's the Rishus HaGoy that patters. As the Shem HaPtur you have even before the Digun. As being that in Lomdis it's already a Rishus HaGoy, the Shem HaPtur is there already. As there's not going to be a Din of Igdimu Bishvilim. But lefi the Ramban, it's the Maisa Digun that Patas. The Araya, when a Yid does it, it's Chayiv. When a Goy does it, it's Patas. As you see, it's the Maisa Digun that Patas. As then, if you Higdim Bishvilim before the Maisa Patas, Shayach to have a shame of Afrash is true. As Luchayra could be the kivun to be Miyashiv, the Rashi from the Shaila of the Rishayim. As continues the Gemara, as also the Sugya of Atem. Now the Gemara moves on. Hini chole vishur b'chorcho, ala Rav Yenis in the Mavik leilai chole doshach lili minolon. Tanya Yenis and Amy Minayin Chikoli Sol Kulim Yotze V'Pesach Echad Shenema V'Shofro Yisrael Kol Kala Das Yisrael Bein Abayi V'Kikol HaKal Kulim Sherechtim Alo Yenis Sherechtim Alo Echad Alo Mikan Chikoli Yisrael Yotze V'Pesach Echad Ashliach B'Kotchen Minole. How are you going to know it? He uses the Pasuk not to tell Ashliach. He says, what's the Machlokes? Tali and Zachrashi Kol HaKal you could call yourself to be Yetzir with Pechazach. Echad Afal Fishayim Boi Kizai is the Kol Echad, the Kisav Rachilis Pesachim Noi Ma'akva, and the Zvich is Dom Lechudah. So what's the Machleikis if you be Yetzir the whole Klal Yisrael with one carbon Pesach. If achilas psachim is ma'akim, it's a machleikus. Yirishvi lefi dvarav, the pasuk is not talking about shlichus. As where's the raya? Zog the Gemara, minei. The ma'ase you see in the pasuk, shlichus helps. Vilma shani yosam beislei shutvis begavei. Maybe when you have a shutvis, then it's easier to say shlichus. That's the pshat in the Gemara. Meaning, he's a bailim, and he wants to do it for another bailim. As you're also a shutif, you're also a bailim. As when you're also a bailim, it's easier to say shutvis. But if you stav a friend a mensch, you don't say shutvis. Shlichus. Vitzarech bir. What's the reason why, when you're a shutif, it's easier to be a shliach? Anyway, I'm a shliach for him, I'm not a shliach for myself. As my chelik I'm doing for myself, but his chelik I'm doing for him. As my nafkemina, that I have a shutvis begavei. But my chelik of maisa that I'm doing for him is a regular shlichus. Why should it work? That's the shaila on the sugi. What's pshat in the Gemara? As over here, there's two mahalchim to learn. The Marik in Shayrish Nun Beis sushtels to the sugya in Baba Mitzia and Daf Ches and Yud Aleph of Migui de Zachi Lanafshe Zachi Lachavre. Even though you can't do Schia for someone else, but Makom Shechav Lacherim, but if you do Schia for yourself, Migui de Zachi Lanafshe Zachi Lachavre. As you see, that when you zecher for yourself, it's easier for you to do schias for someone else. As he says, that's the svara of the Gemara, that isle shotvis gabei, that if you are zecher for yourself, as then it's easier for you to be zecher for someone else. That's what the Marik says in Shairish Nurimbeis. Because the Marik said the Marik is a Rishon. The Rishon says it, Zeu, Batla Daitenu. Aba Yesh Lodin, that the Marik is a Gor Mechudish de Gesushta. Why? Because what's Takab Shat, Imigu de Zachi Lenavshe, Zachi Lechavri? What's the Hezber Aposhe? The words like this. When it's Chav Lacherim, you don't have a Koyach to do for someone else. Because it's Chav Lacherim. As what do we say? Migui de Zachi Lenavshe. If you have the koyach to do it for yourself, you could use your koyach to do it for yourself for someone else. As what's migui de zochi lenafshe zochi lechavrei? When you don't have a koyach to do for someone else, but you have a koyach to do it for yourself, we say migui de zochi lenafshe, you're doing the zikhir for yourself, you could use that koyach for someone else also. That's when the shaila is, there's a chsaren in koyches. Koiches to do a kinyan. You're not a bailim. How do you do the kinyan? It's a chsaren in koiches le kinyan. As then we find migu de zachi le nafshe, zachi le chavri. Over here we're talking about shchitis kachim. Shchitis kachim is not a bailis, that you need to be a bailim and you need koyach. Over here is raw shlichus on a maisa. Who says on shlichus on a raw maisa that has no koyach involved? Is a mile of migu de zochi lenafshe zochi lechavre. When do you find the mile of migu de zochi lenafshe? When it's missing koyach, as you could use your koyach for someone else. But over here, the chsaron is not mitzad the koyach. As a mele lechayra, it would be makom to say a different hezber. Marik says the first hezber, but it's a hezber mechodesh the sushta. Me'elam divrei the Marik, you could learn the Gemara a different. You get the lotion of the Gemara and the Hemshich is that the mile of Shutvis is his shaykh begabe. He's shaykh to this asir. The shayla is my nafkemina that you shaykh to this asir. As that you could explain, ba'ayvis, what's the chiddush of shlichus? The chiddush of shlichus is I'm not the bala carbon. I'm an ishzar. I'm no shaykhist to this carbon. I'm walking over. There's a din, the bala korban has to shecht it. I'm not the bala korban, I'm an izar. That's what you say. But that's the din of shlichos. that if the Biden sends me and tells me to do it, as what I'm doing, it's ki'ilu he's doing it. That's the finish of Shlichus. Maybe the only time we say you, your Maisa, becomes like the Maisa Bailim is when you're a Bailim anyway. As your Maisa is anyway a Maisa Bailim. Because Isle Shutfis Megabe. As when you're shechting it, it's not an Izar that's shechting over here. It's not someone who has no shaykhis to the carbon that's shechting it. Your Maisa Shchit in the carbon is a Maisa Bailim anyway. As being that anyway it's a Maisa Bailim, it's easiest for us to say that your Maisa is misyachis to him and it has a shame of a Maisa Bailim. Of someone that's an Ishzar Bechlal, he has no shaykhis to the Indian, how could you say that his Maisa gets a shame of a Maisa Bailim? That it should be called Ki'ilu, the Bailim did it. As Lefize, it's a Svara b'miyuchad in the Svara Shlichus. And that it is Zar, it's harder for him to become a Shlichus. A guy who's not Mishtayach to the Indian Bechlal, it's harder for us to say his Maisa is called the Maisa of the Bailim. This is totally nothing to do with this Asiya that's going on. It's harder to say when he gets involved, it's called the Maisa of the Bailim.
Is that right against the
Tzad of Mesiras Koyach? Lepachos, now we're going in Shchitus Kachim, where everyone says is Maisa Mesiras Koyach. I say, B'zeh, you can't bring a Raya. Ela Mehocho. The Yichu Lehem Ish Seh Lebeis Aves Seh Lebayim. Where do you see Shlichus B'kachim? From the Pasuk, V'yichulem is celibates, other celibates. What does the Pasuk say? You can send the Shliach to buy a behema. Freg the Tosis Rosh of Bomba Shiloh. When you send the Shliach to buy a behema, you send him to the regular behema store. On Rehov Yafo is where they have the behemas. Yeah. Because you send them to the behema store. And over there, you buy a behema in the store. You're buying a behema shulchulin. This isn't shlichus and kachim. We're coming to bring a raya of shlichus and kachim. Are over here? There's no shlichus and kachim. But what's the raya from v'yichulam? He's going to a regular store and he's buying a regular behema. Zok the Tosis Rosh. Must be the pasuk's talking about where it already was a carbon pesach. As it's kachim. As you're sending a shliach to buy a behema that's a carbon pesach. V'tzarech iyun. But you're doing a regular kinyan in dinei chayshin mishpat. Why is this called kachim? At the end of the day, what's the shlichus? You're sending him to do avodas hakolbin. You're sending him to shech the kolbin, zayrik the kolbin, eat the kolbin. You're sending him to buy it. Don't say it's nishkin kachim. It's a regular kinyan of chayshim mishpat. It's like I send you to the store to buy an animal. Okay, the animal happens to be kachim. But why is that called a shlichus binyanei kachim? What's the teretz of the Tosis Rosh? L'chayre, and this Tosis Rosh is muchach. When you're buying kachim, you're not buying, it's not a regular choshen mishpat to kinyan. The kinyan is chal and dine kachim, that you have the schus achilas akorbin, and that's a kachim to kinyan. As I say, it has a choymer of kachim, because when you're buying a karbin, you're buying a schus achilas karbin. It's kaveya what the mitzvah, what the avoidus akorbin. The dine of the carbon, now there's a din achilas carbon to the bailim. As kilu yokaveya the dine akachim al yede yokinyan. As that has a din of kachim. Still a chiddush? That has to be the kivur.
They have to be part of one chaburah, so we're saying that we all have this.
But even without me, just that. The way to be, when you're a bialim on a carbon, it doesn't just mean you own it in chayshin mishpat. You own the body of the behemah. It means you own it to have a schus achilas carbon. As owning something to have a schus achilas carbon is a kachim dikas schus. It's a din in the carbon. As we may love, it's called a kachim dikas schus. Craig the Gemara, Vidil Mahasam Nami, this lay shoot viz begabayu, and Cain Shrey Kari Lamali, and in the Hecha the Shah, the Kurin in the Hecha, the Loi Shah. Stas is the Gemara. Taisis, Vidil Mashani Hasam, this lay shoot viz begabayu, Pirish. Aber der Schaf ist schlich, hecha de lecker Schutfis, wie no le. Wein leimer, den noch in Ami. Frick Teisis, how does the Gemara know? Maybe you can't make a schlich, where you're not, you don't have a Schutfis. Da Tanan is da Raya from the Mishnah, in Yisha Rish Amalai Rabba, he say b'shoich alai Pesach, b'shoich of Ma'amalai Rabba, gdi atleh, you can leave it there, v'yem, and gdi Amalai Rabbi, tleh, shalib yidi shaloi, Family Rabbi Gishali with Leshaloi, become a Tleshali with Gishaloi, Mashma Shaino Shut with Big Dia, Filoch Shahi Gdia, but Rabbi Alma the Matsi Leshad Yishliach, a Filu Hecha, the Leslay Shut with Big Ape. As Frank the Shigaloi Nigel and me, and the Malsha on Taisvis, so it comes out, Taisvis says, that there's another Raya that the Shlich is Bekachin. Chutzim the Raya the Gemara brought. On Daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis in the Mishnah of Chabura Sha'avid Pishai, there's another tzir that's a raya. As why did the Gemara bring this tzir as a raya? Why did the Gemara on Mem Aleph Amid Beis bring the Mishnah of Chabura Sha'avid Pishai? It should have brought a better raya. This is a raya even kiter less leishlich shukvis begave. V'oi frek the marsha. The Mishnah that Tosfos brings now is actually before the other Mishnah. As MK, the Gemara before should have brought this Mishnah because it's an earlier Mishnah. As what is Taisus saying? Taisus saying there's a Raya from a Mishnah that even when it's less Leishlichos, you have Kachim. So why did the Gemara before bring this Mishnah? That's right, the Shita Leinaybe Lami and the Marsha on Taisus. Nos is a stark Shaila. L'choyer, the Kivun, the answer is that the Gemara before is a more clearer Raya. Is a more simpler raya. This one, there's a chiddush to the raya. As even though Tosfos says it's a raya, but there's something over here which is a chiddush. You could have had it sad to be doyfer, because the Gemara before wanted to bring the more simple raya. The shayla is, what's the chiddush of this raya? Because it's a starker raya that shlichus is maha. As Efshil Yashiv with Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger asks a shayla. He brings upon him a Meiris, an earlier Achran that says, we find in the Gemara in Bam Mitzia Dav Sadi B'Bob that an Eved is better than a Shliach. The Gemara over there is talking about a Shoyal is Pater if Bailov is Imai. If Bailov, the one who owns the behemoth, is working for him, he's Pater. Zot the Gemara. If the Bailam sends his Shliach to work for him, there's no Ptur of Bailam. But if the Adoim sends his Eved to work for him, if the Bailam sends his Eved to work for him, there's a Ptur of Bailam. Zog the Gemara, because Yad Eved, Yad Rabbi. The Eved is the hand of the Rabbi. The Shliach is not. Even after all the Shlucha Shel Adam's Kemaisais, it's not Mamish the Adam. But Eved, where he Mamish owns him like an Eved Knani, that's called Yad Rabbah. Zuck the Panamiris stated in the Gemara that Eved Knani could be a Shliach, is better than a Shliach. Even when Shlichus doesn't work, Eved Knani works. Ayvazay, Breaker Bikivega, Frek the Panamiris, is what's the Raya of Taisis from over here to Shlichos? Aye, over here is Eved, Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbi. an Eved is better than a Shliach? Because how can you bring a Raya from an Eved to a Shliach? Thus, Tainet Rabbi Kivei. Zok Rabbi Kivei, he brings a Raya that wants to say, the only time we find Yad Eved ki Yad Rabbi is by Inyone Mominis, like the Torah by Levim. Why? Because Bidine Mominis, you own the Eved, is when the Eved's holding it, it's Kilu, you're doing it. Aber, over here we're talking about Inyone Mitzvahs, Korban Pesach, Hechsher Korban. We're not talking about Dine Mominis. Inyone Mitzvahs, you don't say Yad Eved ki Yad Rabbi. In Mitzvahs, Kol Echad is alone. Imeina Nili Mili. Every person is his eigen match. It's not shaykh to have someone else by Mitzvahs. It's only Yad Eved ki Yad Rabbi is Klape Mominis, Dine Mominis. He's been kind. This is the Din of Devarim in Rabbi Kivei. As once we have a kash of Rabbi Kivei Ega with a teretz, as already we have a little kivun klapi the shayla of the marsha, meaning this raya from Eved is not so simple, because it's not really a shliach, it's an Eved. As the Gemara brought the simpler raya, the standard seer of shliach. But the maisa, if you're going to get the maisa from Eved Taisis Elk, you also have a raya. As Taisis speaks out, there's also a raya from Eved. Thus is the Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in Shari Chaim. He dinged on the kasha to shy the panim meiris of the kiva eiyah. Loads of achroinim are handling this need of yad eved ki yad rabbi and klapi shlichus, and they want to say an eved is different. Therefore, they want a mamish tuif grizig echidushim in hilchas shlichus with this inyan. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says that behelam divrei kol divrei achroinim, he would argue on everyone. Why? The Gemara over there is not talking about a din where you need a maisa. The Gemara is talking about a din of bailavim. Does he have a shame of the same person? But if there's no parsha of shlichus, you can't say that what the Eved does is kilu the Mishalach does. You first need a parsha of shlichus. After you have a parsha of shlichus, as then you could say that Yad Eved ki Yad Rabbi is a mile in the shlichus. It makes it into a better shlichus. A belu yeh shlichus wouldn't work, as there couldn't be a mile of Yad Eved ki Yad Rabbi. As Kodem Kol, you could say, the Gemara over there is going after there's a parsha of Shlichos, as we know someone is Bim Koimcha, as then you could say there's a Maila of Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabba. That's one connection. You could even add a step further, that it's only Klapi that Gemara, which isn't talking about Maisa Mesiachis. But in Shlichos, Zichar, you need a parsha of Shlichos. So it's the way he thinks on the shayla.
Is he saying that Yad Eved says Mitam Shlichus?
So he says like this. He says you're a better shliach. It's a mile in the shlichus because you're an Eved. And he's probably like, that's one hadrasha that he says. Yes. And then you could even say that it wouldn't even be a maila in shlichus. You don't have a raya from the Gemara to shlichus all over. That's the two steps. As the achroinim make an eved a better shliach, yeshlom. A bezichur only if you have a parash of shlichus. That's what your time is. Okay, if you're talking about maila idochim el mami ahidir and yeshua mem kocha, the hebdom of Taisus, my read this like shut visli gafei. One person is shechting and everyone's there. As it's talking about echad shechit psachim harbe, and echad pesach lecha lekol echad. How do you know it's one sheikhid for everyone's psachim? Meaning, you're right, there's a raya from the pasuk that there's a lot of psachim, but how do you know it's one shaykhid for everyone's psachim and he doesn't have a shutris? He says it's mistabra that they use one shaykhid over again. So meila, the pashtus of the pasuk, v'shachid oisai, is mashma that they use one shaykhid over again. That's what the mashal speaks out. The Ramban says a different teretz. The Ramban says that the shaila is, how do you read the word oisai? The fi Rabbi Yonasan oisai is going on the carbon. The fi Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, it's going on the shaykhid. Frekder, but how could you say oisai is going on the shaykhid? It says v'shachdu lashon rabim. As how could you say it's going on the shaykhid? Zok the Ramban, shluchay shel adam kemaisai. As he's b'makam, the bailim. As it's ki'ilu 100 people are shechted. Because Mr. Shaykhid, who's one person, you say shluchay shel adam kemaisai on every yid and klal yourself. As it's ki'ilu 100 yidin shechted the carbon. As this Ramban is mufurish, that the Geder Shlichus is, the Maisa, the Shliach is called the Maisa Mishalach. Ad Heichan Advar Megib, you could write him Balash and Rabin. Because Shlucha Shaladim Ki Maisa. Yeah. We spoke it out in the Rivash when we saw the Gemara, that's the Chiddush of Ki Maisa. Yeah, Abba and the Ramban, it's Mamish, he speaks it out loud. Okay. This is this chelik of the sugya, sort of like an in-between sugya. The Ezra Hashem next coming up is the big sugya. There's two sugyas. There's a sug of cotton in carbon Pesach. That's one chelik of the sugya. And then the Ezra Hashem, we want to get started a little bit with the sugya of Zohar. We'll make a little bit more ground and catch up. Bez Hashem tomorrow we'll see the first sugya of cotton and carbon Pesach. That's one sugya of the places. The last Olam, the Nazar is a little bit. We want to already get started with the big sugya of Zohar Adam Shabbat.